November 15th, 2012, Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. I was prepared decades ago to defend the faith of the heart of this nation against secularism, radicalism, and hedonistic values. But my title, Protectress of the Faith, was deemed unnecessary. Today, the times of this title's great importance are upon you. True faith and Christianity as a whole are becoming more and more under attack and challenged by an agnostic society. The remnant faithful is shrinking rather than increasing as heaven would desire. My son is greatly saddened by a society that scoffs at personal holiness and does not value the virtuous life. The future of your country has been compromised by the immoral values it holds dear to its heart. As obedience to God's commandments has declined, so too shall the power and status of this nation decline. As religious freedoms deteriorate, the remnant faithful will need to become more and more determined in their resolve. Therefore, dear children, I tell you, I am always and everywhere the protectress of your faith, the defender of all virtue. Depend on my protection. Though you may, as a remnant, be scattered by time and space, be united in holy and divine love. Though you may be estranged from the secular world, come ever deeper into the world of our united hearts. There I will be present to you with my grace. Be united, dear children, in our united hearts. Note, Our Lady had requested her title Mary Protectress of the Faith from the Cleveland Bishop in 1986. The diocese stated that, through their expert theologian, Our Lady did not need that title because there were already an excessive amount of devotions to Blessed Mother and the saints.